This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas's wedding day is almost here. A source told us, quote, "The wedding is coming soon and they really want to blend wedding traditions from both of their cultures that are important to them. Priyanka is having a really good time planning the wedding because it's a mix of Indian and American styles and customs," unquote. Yum. Curried hot dogs. Kanye West had a pro-Trump rant in front of SNL studio audience once the show went off the air. Some of the cast members shook their heads in disapproval, kept their heads down, or rolled their eyes as they heard Ye's impromptu speech. Host Adam Driver finally walked off the stage after standing in a corner. A total of three people applauded at the end. Make Kanye sane again. Four members of a crew arrested by LAPD after a break-in at the San Fernando Valley home of LA Rams player Robert Woods during a game are believed to be responsible for recent burglaries at the homes of Rihanna, Wiz Khalifa, and Christina Milian. Inside the home of one of the burglary crew, they found a list of a dozen future targets that included LeBron James and Matt Damon. Losers! Halsey's 24th birthday was fit for a queen. The Bad at Love singer celebrated her special day in Italy with On Again beau G-Eazy, who shared a sincere message to the birthday girl on social media. "Happy birthday to this one. I love you so, so much, and I always will," the 29-year-old rapper wrote. Gee, I wonder if G-Eazy followed up with, "Now, who wants to do a fat line?" Crazy Rich Asians is, well, crazy rich. The wildly popular movie, based on Kevin Kwan's novel of the same name, passed $165 million at the box office, making it the highest-grossing romantic comedy in the U.S. in a decade, passing the 2009 film The Proposal. Crazy Rich Asians became the highest-grossing live-action comedy since Girls Trip last year. Congrats! Cardi B surrendered to police for an incident that occurred at Angel's Strip Club in New York. Yeah. She's accused of an attack on two female bartenders at the club because of allegations they had sex with her husband, Offset. They claimed someone from Cardi B's entourage threw bottles and chairs at them, causing injuries. Yep, I guess Cardi B just can't stay out of the strip club. Charlie Sheen isn't pleased with the IRS, which won't let him use a payment plan for his $5.7 million tax bill. The IRS not only filed a monstrous tax lien against him, they denied him the ability to pay back the debt in installments. The actor petitioned the U.S. tax court to reconsider his outstanding balance, claiming IRS Commissioner John Koskinen is abusing his power. Winning? No. Chris Hemsworth has earned his millions, but that doesn't mean he wants to live a life of luxury. The 35-year-old actor revealed that he's uncomfortable about his wealth. Chris said, quote, "I feel gross about it. I remember saving up for a surfboard when I was younger. The surfboard was $600, and I saved for a whole year with Dad's help," unquote. It's nice to see that someone in Hollywood is grounded. Lil Pump has canceled his upcoming Harvard Dropout tour amid his recent probation violation. All of the Gucci Gang rapper's tour dates have been canceled, a move that stems from his recent legal issues. The 18-year-old rapper announced that he would spend the next few months in prison, telling fans that he's, quote, "gotta go in and do a couple of months," unquote. Yep, little idiot. China's number one star, Fan Bingbing, has re-emerged after a three-month disappearance, but she's in big trouble. Fan's been hit with colossal fines by the Chinese government for tax evasion to the tune of $129 million. She plans to raise the funds, and if she pays in full, she could avoid a criminal trial and inevitable conviction. Hey, how about a celebrity car wash and bake sale? After 3 years of marriage, JWoww and her husband Roger Matthews are splitting up. Yep. The Jersey Shore star filed for divorce in Ocean County, New Jersey 2 weeks ago. JWoww married Matthews, a truck driver, in 2015. The 32-year-old future has-been claims their relationship has been rocky for at least 6 months. JWoww, I'm available! Empire star Terrence Howard and Mira Pack have reunited following their divorce, and they're tighter than ever. The Iron Man star secretly divorced Pack, his third wife, in July of 2015. The actress filed for divorce while pregnant with the couple's first child, who arrived in May of 2015. 3 months later, they split for good. That is, until now. Sounds like an episode of Empire. A lawsuit was filed against Kevin Spacey in L.A. Superior Court, detailing alleged sexual crimes the actor is accused of committing against an anonymous masseur in October of 2016. The actor, who was dropped from Netflix's House of Cards last year, now faces legal action concerning allegations of sexual battery, assault, gender violence, and false imprisonment. Deviant. Has been. Lindsay Lohan was in Moscow filming a reality series when she approached a homeless family of Syrian refugees. After she accused the mother of not working hard enough to take care of her children, the woman slapped Lohan in the face. The family initially tried to get away from her, but Lohan and her crew followed them. Lindsay's now taking a lot of heat for this. Can you say whack job? The trash bin. Caitlyn Jenner and her rumored girlfriend, Sophia Hutchins, apparently have more of a mutual partnership than a true romance. Yeah. According to Sophia, who's also a transgender woman, she wouldn't call her relationship with Caitlyn romantic, although they do live together and do everything together. Could it be because Caitlyn's 68 and she's 21? What? I mean, what?
The news wrap-up.
Amazon has raised its minimum wage to $15 an hour for all of its 250,000 U.S. workers. Sales of Chevy's electric car, the Bolt, tanked 41% during the third quarter. Tesla beat Wall Street estimates for overall vehicle deliveries. Streaming giant Netflix will now allow users to choose how a TV episode or movie will end, as it pushes further into interactive TV. So much for the director's vision.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Venom is the new box office champ.
The number one album.
Lil Wayne's The Carter Five is the best-selling album in the USA.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition is still the best-selling app.
The number one book.
Fear by Bob Woodward is the number one nonfiction book for a third straight week.
Shawn Mendes has been in the public eye since 2013, releasing three studio albums, headlining three world tours, and receiving several nominations and awards. All three of his albums debuted on the U.S. charts at number one, making Shawn the third youngest artist to collect three number one albums. He will hit the road again in 2019, performing at venues around the globe. Mendes has been open about his struggles with anxiety disorder, which he disclosed publicly through his In My Blood hit song. He has been undergoing therapy in order to help him deal with the mental health condition. Boy, when he opens his mouth and sings, you could never tell. Here's Shawn Mendes featuring Zedd with the song of the week, Lost in Japan.
I could feel the tension. We could cut it with a knife. I know it's more than just a friendship. I can hear you think I'm right, yeah. Do I gotta convince you that you shouldn't fall asleep? It'll only be a couple hours, and I'm about to leave. Do you got plans tonight? I'm a couple hundred miles from Japan, and I was thinking I could fly to your hotel tonight. Cause I can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind.
That was Shawn Mendes featuring Zedd with the song of the week, Lost in Japan. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.